Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about some opportunities for producers to get in the computer and work on some farm bill stuff. Tim Eggers, Iowa State University Extension field agricultural economist, joins us this morning. Tim, did you have a great Christmas?
I sure did, Jim. Thank you for asking. How did it go for you?
Very, very well. Anytime you spend some quality time with family and friends, how can you go wrong?
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to spend some time with some friends around the area here and some sessions coming up. There are some Farm Bill computer lab workshops that are going to be held in at locations like Atlantic and Creston and Red Oak during the month of January. This is an opportunity for folks to do what?
Well, it's an opportunity for people to enter their own data into a decision tool and then think about what those possible outcomes are whenever they make choices on base reallocation, yield updates, and programs for their farm.
Now, is this something that they could actually do on their own from home, or is this a once-only opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. They can do it at home. The opportunity to do this in a group setting is really more for those who are thinking that they want to have somebody explain the tools to them and then be able to ask questions of somebody as they enter their data. And so absolutely is something that somebody could do at home on their own. This is an opportunity to come in and have somebody who's used the tools before explain those tools to them, and then also to look at those results and have somebody else say, well, this looks better than this, or why don't you think about changing that?
So it's kind of having that safety net, that resource there to help you along the way.
Sure. I don't have the time to be able to work with people one-on-one as they go through these decision tools, but I do have the time to be able to work with them in these computer lab workshops. And part of that is that the Iowa Corn Growers helped with the funding to get these computer lab workshops rented and helped to promote them. And so I'm very thankful that the Iowa Corn Growers is helping out in that way.
Well, I know you had a session earlier in December in Clarinda. How did that go?
It went well. Some of the things that participants said were, I really liked the informational meeting, but I needed more. This workshop was essential. And this workshop got me over the fear of using the decision tools.
Yes, because I know you've been having a considerable amount of opportunities all over Southwest Iowa to visit with folks about farm bill issues. A number of meetings have been held. Do you still have more of those?
Actually, I have one of those in Clarinda on January the 15th, and I have another one that's going to be in Malvern on January the 29th. Those are more sponsored by banks, and so those banks will be promoting those programs, and at those programs we'll be looking more at the anticipated results. And so we've gone from the basics of the farm program and those programs that we had in November and December into these computer lab workshops that we're having now in January, and then any other programs that I'll be doing with banks or at the Crop Advantage Series in Atlantic in late January, those will be comparing expected results.
Yeah, it's a lot of opportunity to discuss. You had pretty good turnout at those meetings, right?
Yes, we did. We had just under 1,400 participants at those meetings that we had across Southwest Iowa, and I believe the turnout in Atlantic was around 133, and so I want to thank you for helping me make people aware of that program that we had in Atlantic.
Wow, that's a lot of folks helped. You know, it's always difficult to plan for the future. There are so many risks involved in anything, but especially in farming. Some you can't control, and that's just the way it goes. But you have to try to minimize the risks that you can control. Is that what this is all about?
It is, Jim. It's sort of tough whenever you're thinking about this new farm program, and I've visited with several producers about it. They're being asked to anticipate what's going to happen to prices and what's going to be happening to county-level yields. And many have said, well, if I could forecast that, then I wouldn't need to be farming. I'd just go work the futures market. And in a way, they're absolutely right. And so it does come back to that risk management and which is the risk that you're most concerned about. Is it lower prices, or is it a combination of lower prices and yield problems at the county level?
So do they need to bring any items with them to these sessions?
They absolutely do, and pre-registration is required, and so part of that is so that we can remind them multiple times what to bring. They'll need to bring that July 28th letter that they received from the FSA office, in particular the pages 2 and ongoing pages with their reported commodity crop history summary. Then also, if they had any holes in their planted or prevented planted acres, they would have received a letter from the FSA office, so they would need that too. If they don't have those, then FSA offices can provide that information to them. And then also, from their crop insurance documentation, they would need their production and yield report worksheet. And if they can't put their hands on that easily, then they could visit with their crop insurance agent and get that data. And so with those three pieces of information, they're ready to sit down at the computers, and we go through a demonstration of the FSA tools, and then we get into the Texas A&M tool, and they're entering data within an hour of the program starting. And for some participants, within an hour and a half, or certainly within an hour and 45 minutes, they've already started to see the expected results given those decision tools.
I don't know how you ask about accuracy, but traditionally, have the results, the scenarios that they've input, have they been fairly accurate in helping them realize what they were hoping to at the end of a season?
Well, I think what it is it helps them to get over the fear of using the decision tool and understand the steps. But as far as accuracy, we're projecting the future here, and so we'll know by October 1 of 2015 how accurate the 2014 projections were. And by gosh, if we have this discussion in 2019, then I'll be able to answer that question with much more accuracy.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, now these sessions they're limited because resources are somewhat limited. You've got some folks who've stepped up to help you with facilities and providing the computer terminals and things, but there are only so many, right?
Right. There are typically between 20 and 30 computers at any of these computer labs, but what we're doing is we're limiting the participation to 15 because this is information that's confidential, and so folks aren't necessarily going to be wanting to have their information shoved right up against their neighbors. Plus, they'll need just some space to spread out, because while I say these are three documents, for some folks, it's a folder or a notebook that their crop insurance information is in, and rather than pulling out a single sheet, they'll bring that entire notebook or that entire file folder. Likewise, when it comes to FSA letters, if their organization system says that I put that into a notebook, then they'll bring that notebook. And so when we have 15 participants, they have room to spread out. Also, to be honest, given the resources that we have, I want to be able to help people with their questions. And so if we had 30 people there, certainly I wouldn't be able to help everyone. But with 15, I can sure try to make sure that I can get to every person and help them as they run into roadblocks with those decision tools or have questions.
Tim, do you kind of get a little bit of everything there? Do you get some folks who are relatively new at this? Do you get some folks who are maybe a little bit not too sure about using the computer side of this?
Yeah, it's been pretty surprising, though, how much sophistication we have in our farm audience as far as the use of computers. Certainly, if we were doing this 10 years ago or 15 years ago, we'd expect fewer people to be able to operate the computers well. But the people who were at that Clarinda workshop were fairly proficient. They don't have to be wizards on any particular computer program because it is an online decision tool. And so it's basically going to a website, entering data in this box and that box. So it doesn't require proficiency with any particular computer program to be able to attend the workshops. And like I said, I've been surprised. Age is not a barrier. If you looked at the participants at our workshop in Clarinda, they ranged in age from, I'm terrible guessing ages, but I would say our most mature participant probably was somewhere in the 70s. Our youngest participant was probably somewhere in their 20s, and they just chugged right through.
Well, let's face it, a lot of the equipment that they work on out in the fields, they're basically large computers on wheels.
Yes, there's a tremendous complication with some of the planters and some of the combines and some of those sprayers and those pieces of equipment. So producers are used to, I think, operating very complex machinery and making decisions on the fly. And so in that regard, this is a fairly minor intellectual task.
You bet. Well, I want to focus in on the Atlantic session here at the Iowa Western Community College at 705 Walnut Street here in town, and that's coming up on Thursday, January 8th. Now, you have two different sessions, right?
That's correct. We have a 1 p.m. session and a 6 p.m. session, and as I visited with Kate, she said that registrations were coming right in, so certainly want to encourage listeners as they're considering whether or not to register to go ahead and call Kate and make sure that there's space. Her phone number there at the Cass County ISU Extension Office is 712-243-1120. 3-2.
Excellent. And I know there is a session on Wednesday, January 7th in Crescent. Actually, two sessions, an afternoon and an evening, just the same at Southwestern Community College. And then a couple of different dates in Red Oak, Wednesday, January 14th and Wednesday, January 28th. Also in the afternoon at 1 o'clock and in the evening at 6 o'clock at Southwestern Community College in Red Oak for folks who want to attend those. And I'm sure you'll get plenty of folks calling about those as well.
Yes. And if they wanted to mention it to Kate, then Kate could get that information down to us at the Page County Extension Office before those sites in Creston on Wednesday, January 7th, or in Red Oak on Wednesday, January 14th, or Wednesday, January 28th. They would need to call the Page County Extension Office. The phone number there is 877-596-7243.
And we need at least a couple of days advance notice to get registered, but you might want to jump on that a little quickly since there is a limit to each of those sessions, and there is just a small fee for that.
Yes, it's just $5, and part of that is to make sure that we can mail things to you and we have some funds to have some refreshments and so forth, because, again, the Iowa Corn Growers are the major sponsor for this, and so wanted to make sure there was at least some registration fee so that we could cover some of those costs regarding postage and refreshments, but it is a $5 registration fee.
Excellent. A lot of important decisions to be made. Why not use every tool that you have to make as informed a decision as possible, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, Tim Eggers, thanks so much for your time, as always. We appreciate that, and good luck with this program.
Thank you.